This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الذين آمنوا وتطمئن قلوبهم بذكر الله ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised that He will test us, and He will test us with so many different things. One of them is patience. Allah wants us to be patient, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put in our lives certain things that will test that for us. And this is why in Surah Ala Imran, verse number 142, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةِ وَلَمَّا يَعْلَمِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا مِنْكُمْ وَيَعْلَمَ الصَّابِرِينَ Do you really think that you will be granted entry into paradise? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not yet tested you. Who from amongst you is truly prepared to struggle for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And who is patient? So Allah says, we're going to test all of you to distinguish between you. If you are patient, you will achieve contentment. If you are lazy, you will not achieve contentment. If you are ready to work hard and struggle for the sake of Allah, you will definitely achieve contentment. So my brothers and sisters, remember that whatever tests are put into your life, bear patience and you will make it through the test. You will be content, you will be happy, you will earn the pleasure of the Almighty. It's not going to be easy. The Almighty did not promise you that your life will be easy, but He did promise you that if you bear patience, He will grant you contentment. He will make you realize those who have less than you. He will make you realize so many things that you have been favored with by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why Allah says He wants to test us to know who is ready to struggle in His cause for His sake. Are you prepared to put an effort into pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? People are lazy at times, and that laziness gets you nowhere. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us goodness. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of one of the qualities that are necessary in order for us to gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is a sign of the mercy of Allah. This quality is leniency. In your character and conduct, be lenient. Don't be harsh. Don't be hard-hearted. Soften your heart, be lenient, and be soft in general, especially with people and your interactions with people. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in verse number 159 of Surah Al Imran,
فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَظًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ فَاعْفُ عَنْهُمْ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ
It is because of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you are lenient with those around you, O Messenger Muhammad, peace be upon him. And obviously, the lesson is for every one of us. It's a sign of the mercy of Allah that we become lenient towards those around us. And Allah says, if you were harsh and hard-hearted, they would have dispersed from amongst you. So forgive them and seek forgiveness for them and consult them in the affairs. Now, if we were to consult those around us, those of importance, our parents and those who mean a lot to us regarding important matters in our lives, it would make us people who are much more content. Similarly, if you forgive people and if you pray for them, it will make you content. We hold grudges and we curse people. That's why we lose contentment. You want contentment? Learn to let things go. Yes, there may be some extremely important things that you may want to take people to task regarding, but we're talking of the general issues that happen between humankind. We must let things go as far as possible, and we must pray for the people who've harmed us, the people who've wronged us. When you do that, you achieve contentment. This is not a joke. It is difficult. It is really, really tough. But if you are prepared to do this, Allah promises you that you will be successful. Part of that success, you will achieve contentment, because it's a sign of the mercy of Allah. So leniency, remember that. Remember not to be harsh and hard-hearted. Remember to forgive people. Remember to pray for people. And remember to consult people as well. This is extremely important, and it's a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then in verse number 190 of Surah Ala Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us something else. And this too will bring about lots of contentment. Listen to the verse.
إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض.
Indeed, in the creation of the skies and the earth, the heavens and the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and in the movement of the day and the night, there are signs for those with sound intellect, those who remember Allah, those who remember Allah while they are standing, while they are seated, while they are lying down, and they are pondering over the signs of Allah in His creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about them. He encourages us to ponder over His creation. There are signs for those with sound intellect. This is why. Take a moment to go out, perhaps you with your family, with those who are beloved to you. Go out to see the nature with the intention of witnessing the creation of Allah in order to understand His greatness and grandeur. This is Allah. If His creatures are so huge, so sophisticated, imagine Allah Himself. Imagine how great and powerful He is. When you sit and ponder over it, look at the oceans and how blue they are. Look at the greenery, look at the mountains and how great they are. Look at the forests, look at the animals. Look at the various other creatures of Allah, the clouds, the wind, the rain, whatever else they may be, and ponder over the greatness of Allah. Look at the ants and the other creatures that are minute and how sophisticated they are, how they work. In all of this, you will achieve closeness to Allah and definitely contentment. How many people go out just to witness the greenery, the scenery, the flowers, the roses, and they really achieve lots of contentment? Many of us need a break. My brothers and sisters, when we go for a break and we go on holiday, the intention needs to be rectified and it needs to be fine-tuned. We're going, yes, we will enjoy ourselves. We will enjoy ourselves within what the Almighty has ordained and permitted. But at the same time, we want to see the creation of Allah. We want to see what Allah has made, and that will bring about the urge within us to remember Allah. This is why to look at the creation of Allah without remembering Allah is a waste of time. But to look at it, to be in awe, and at the same time praise Allah. When you see something, you say, MashaAllah, SubhanAllah, you know, glorify Allah, glory be to Allah, all praise is due to Allah. Look at the greatness of Allah. This will bring about contentment in the heart. My brothers and sisters, that will translate into contentment in your entire life. So when we go out for a little while, subhanAllah, to witness and to watch, whether it is to the lake or whether it is to the ocean or whether it is to the desert or to the forests, whatever else it may be, remember this point and inshallah it will bring about much contentment. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to us, verse number 200, of the same surah, towards the end of the surah, a very important fact also connected to bearing patience. Everyone is going to be tested. Don't compare what you have with what others have been given. You don't know what Allah has taken away from them. Many times we look at what Allah has bestowed upon people and we become very, very sad, but we don't know what Allah has taken away from them. So don't compare. And Allah says,
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اصْبِرُوا وَصَابِرُوا وَرَابِطُوا وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ.
O you who believe, isbiru, bear patience, wasabiru, bear an even greater patience. Subhanallah. Warabitu, learn to protect the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And be conscious of Allah, develop your relationship with Allah in order that you may achieve success. So that's a very interesting verse connected to patience. The next surah is Surah An-Nisa. In it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us about the treatment of orphans and widows. Don't cheat them, don't deceive them, treat them with respect and care. Remember, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was an orphan. His mother Amina was a widow. And remember that if you were kind to orphans, you would be resurrected with the Prophet, peace be upon him, like these two fingers, as he says. And he brought the two fingers together. So if you want contentment, go and look after those who perhaps have lost a parent or two. They don't have a father. They are struggling on earth. Look after those who've lost their husbands, genuinely for the pleasure of Allah. Reach out to them and Allah will reach out to you. We'd like contentment, but we treat orphans in a way that we wouldn't even treat our own. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. So Allah says, don't cheat them when it comes to inheritance. Your sisters, the women folk, Allah says, don't cheat them, don't deceive them. Look at the verses of inheritance. If you were to fulfill the laws of inheritance as per the instruction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not cheat the vulnerable around you, Allah will grant you contentment and perhaps even those around you. May Allah grant us ease. Many people, when someone passes away, they tend to cheat and deceive the vulnerable. They tend to actually cheat them in a way that is such that they won't even know they're being cheated. But we know if we're conscious of Allah and we let go for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we definitely will achieve contentment. The last verse I want to speak about in this episode is verse number 17 of Surah An-Nisa, where Allah says,
إنما التوبة على الله للذين يعملون السوء بجهالة ثم يتوبون من قريب.
Repentance is for the one who has committed a sin in ignorance and returns to Allah in repentance very quickly, soon after that. What this means is repent to Allah as soon as you commit a sin and you will achieve contentment. If you leave it, you actually become, deeper and deeper dug into the sin and you turn further and further away from Allah. You want contentment, it's important for you to turn to Allah soon after the sin is committed. It's not for those who actually don't return to Allah in repentance. May Allah forgive us and grant us contentment. أقول قولي هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد.
الذين آمنوا وتطمئن قلوبهم بذكر الله ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب.